Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:04. We're going to top out at 31 today. It's 18 right now. Cold. So last night, everything really went to hell.
All kinds of crazy going on in The Walking Dead?
Yeah, yeah. Mostly Rick.
Oh, he freaked out?
Big time. He went on a zombie killing spree.
Oh, well, that's good, right?
Walking through the prison. Well, he lost his wife.
Yeah.
And then he made a weird noise like, and then after he collected himself, he grabbed an axe and went on a zombie killing spree.
All right. With an axe.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's quieter than a gun.
That's true.
Not as efficient, but quieter. It attracts less attention.
It makes sense.
It's good when you're in the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
But, they keep alluding to a character who's dead who we have not seen dead.
Oh.
And I was like, did I miss something last week? Was I tweeting when I should have been watching? And no, I didn't miss it because lots of other people were confused too.
Hmm.
The confusion centers on Carol.
Okay.
And then something that happened at the end that led us to believe that she was dead. But very confusing episode last night.
Okay.
I hate it when they get all ambiguous.
That's not cool.
Just tell me who's dead and who's not.
Right? I agree. Yeah.
If you want to have the creepy doctor at the CDC whisper a little secret, okay, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But don't let us wonder whether or not someone's alive or dead just because we haven't seen them in two episodes.
Mm.
Or, well, I guess we saw her last week, but okay. We didn't see her after T-Dog went down.
All right.
Yeah. So, and the big item they were on the hunt for yesterday, baby formula.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mom's dead, and yeah. We have a newborn baby in the zombie apocalypse.
And wah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they named her a little ass kicker.
Really?
Well, Daryl did. I don't think that's the official name.
Oh.
But that's... I was like, that'd be awesome if that's what they named her for the show. Because in the comics, the baby has the name, I believe, is Judith.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. And then I got a text this morning that says, I just want to say, last night's episode made me angry. Cannot believe they didn't tell us who was on the phone. Yeah, right at the end of the episode, the phone rings.
Oh.
Rick found the room where Lori died.
Yeah.
And he's in there, and there's a phone that starts ringing.
Weird.
I know who's on the other end of the phone.
You do, huh?
I will not ruin it because the episode is not aired.
Okay.
And I don't... Well, and I'm basing that off the comic.
Oh.
Because the same thing happened in the comic.
Okay.
A little differently, but it happened in the comic. The phone, okay. A phone rang.
Ah.
So, yeah. Who's on the phone?
So did they find baby formula?
What's in the box?
I don't care about that. Did they find baby formula?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
Okay.
And a possum, I think.
And a possum.
Yeah. There was something making noise. And I was just waiting for it to be a crawling walker. Or,
right.
Or a crawler.
Yeah.
In the little cabinet. Because they heard this noise. And so Maggie opens the cabinet. And Daryl's there ready with his crossbow. And it's a possum going. And then shunk. And Daryl goes, all right, dinner.
Gross.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
So Walking Dead was pretty much awesome last night. If you're not watching that show, you're missing out. I got a tweet a couple last week that said, Andy, I used to hear Andy 104.7 talk about The Walking Dead, and I was like, whatever. Now I cannot miss the show. I'm telling you, people, best show on TV right now.
I need to get caught up.
Yeah, you do. I finally deleted off 20 of the 25 episodes I had on my DVR.
Yeah, because that whole marathon before it
No, I just was storing every episode. Oh. I recorded them way before the marathon. But my wife needed space for NASCAR races, and I needed it for football games and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got a call late in the show yesterday, or Monday, not yesterday.
Friday.
Monday.
Friday.
Friday.
Today's Monday.
Drink.
Way to start out the week.
Hey, I made it an hour into the show without a drink. And it was a terribly funny call from Mike. I don't even remember what we were talking about. What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
But he called in with a story of issues buying his wife gifts. And here was us talking to Mike on Friday.
Hey, I got the best story for you ever. I've been wanting a deep fat fryer for quite a while, and my wife refuses to buy me one. And we've been married a while, you know. And so last year for Christmas, I bought her a deep fat fryer for Christmas. It was so awesome. I use it every day just about. I love my deep fat fryer. She wasn't very happy about it because she's like, you wanted that. So I was like going through stuff that she wanted kind of. And so I went and I bought her like this awesome scale because she's been wanting a new bathroom scale. That did not go over well. She really likes the scale and she loves it, but buy your wife a deep fat fryer and then try to make it up with a scale. Yeah. I'm going to do a lot better than
that. You're not the smartest guy I've ever met, Mike, are you?
This is wrong on so many levels, okay? So many levels.
I didn't plan for it to happen that way.
You can only learn by screwing up.
Can I give you some really good advice?
Don't buy her anything for Christmas.
No. Let me give you some really good advice. This year, you better get jewelry.
Oh, there you go.
She doesn't wear jewelry, though. She
get her jewelry anyway.
I know. I'll figure something out. I got to figure something better than that.
How about when you decide what you're going to buy her, you give me a call. You call us up right here, and then I will tell you if you can buy that or not.
All right.
Let's
save Christmas this year, okay? Or
you could buy her a big flat screen TV.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You know, they're getting cheap now.
They are. They're getting cheaper all the time.
Andy, shut up.
She would love that.
No.
And I would like it.
Yeah, so. There you go. Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
You
could buy her a gym membership.
Dude, you're getting divorced. You are getting divorced.
What? No way.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Thanks.
Bye. So that was Mike on Friday calling in, and it amused me to no end. But after that call,
he's getting divorced.
No, he's not. I went looking for, looking for stuff for today, and I come across this story on easier.com, the 10 gifts men should not buy women ever. And the 10 gifts women should not buy men ever.
Okay.
And I will give you that list here coming up in a few minutes here. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning up to 31 today. It's going to be windy. It's going to be fun wearing heavy clothing again.
Ugh.
I've been kind of looking forward to it.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I was completely kidding.
Okay.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I changed my password to incorrect. That way, when I forget what it is and I type it in wrong, the computer will tell me your password is incorrect.
I wonder how many people have done that.
I wonder, too.
It would be amusing, to say the least. Okay, so Christmas shopping season is here, whether you like it or not. Black Friday is less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, I actually was reading a few posts on Facebook over the weekend saying they were done with Christmas shopping already. Yeah.
I'm just done with Christmas shopping. Here are the 10 gifts men should never buy women.
Okay.
Number 10, exercise clothes, a workout DVD, or anything else that suggests she needs to work out.
Or a scale.
Number 9, flowers.
Yeah, for Christmas? Are these just gifts in general?
It's just, I think it's more related to Christmas.
Okay.
Number 8, a vacuum cleaner. I think that's generally a good rule of thumb anyway. But, I mean, early dating, flowers, sure. Once in a while, sure.
Yeah.
Quarterly, no. Mm-mm. Monthly, absolutely not.
Depends if you're still...
adult diapers you're wearing?
No.
You don't need flowers every week.
I didn't say that.
Early dating, fine.
Okay.
But a guy who spends lots of money on gifts early on, trouble. Nothing but trouble. Shoes or slippers is number 7. Chocolates are number 6, especially if you give them with the number 10, the exercise clothes, workout DVD, etc.
Yeah.
I'm giving you these chocolates, but make sure you use this DVD. Cheap jewelry.
Yeah, don't do that.
Kitchen utensils, that's all you had on that? Was don't do that?
Don't give them cheap jewelry.
Kitchen utensils is number 4. Number 3, perfume. Men can never pick the right scent.
Unless you know what they want. That's okay.
Okay. And number 2, toiletries and cosmetics.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, go get her a box of Tampax for Christmas. She'll love that.
I think they mean I think they mean makeup or...
I know, but yeah. That was sarcastic.
I know.
Okay. Sarcasm off.
But, you know, there usually are these really cool makeup...
And the number one thing that women should not have bought for them by men. Underwear.
Yeah. If lingerie, different.
No.
No?
It can only end badly for you guys.
Okay.
It can only end badly. Because... Either she won't like it, or she'll be like, well, what are you trying to say with this? Or it's the wrong size. And if you have to get underwear, buy it small. Better too small than too big.
True. But yeah, don't buy it.
Always better too small than too big, but just don't buy underwear for Christmas. 10 gifts women should not buy for men.
Okay.
From easier.com.
Okay.
A framed photo.
Of whom?
It just says a framed photo.
Okay.
Of you and your ex-boyfriend, it would be probably number one on that list. We don't need a framed photo. Don't give us that for Christmas.
Okay.
You can give it to us just because you had the photo and you wanted to put it in a frame, so I would actually put it in a frame and put it somewhere. But don't buy a framed photo for Christmas.
Depends if you have special pictures
taken for them.
No, it
doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an extra one, sure. If it's just don't give that in January when there's nothing to give for. Aftershave. Don't buy aftershave. That's number 9. Number 8, a meal out. Number 7, chocolate. We don't want chocolate. We'd rather you keep the $3 to $10.
Yeah.
Number 6, jewelry. We don't want jewelry.
What about watches?
Watches are different. I don't consider a watch jewelry, even though jewelry stores sell watches. I don't consider a watch jewelry.
Because I think a watch is a great Christmas
practical.
Yeah.
Jewelry is impractical and guys mostly don't care.
Some guys do. Some guys.
Very few guys.
Like it.
Very few guys. Yeah, the guys with all the rings on their fingers and.
No.
Hey, Tony, we got to go get that thing taken care of, you know.
Okay.
You know, the mobster guys, they wear rings and stuff and medallions. The average guy doesn't wear jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, don't buy shoes for your guy, ladies.
Yeah, I can see that.
Number 4, for the love of God, stop buying us stuffed animals.
Who buys their man stuffed animals?
Stupid, stupid girls.
Who does that? Whoa.
Number 3, what? A man bag.
I seen somebody out at the club with a man bag.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. And the best part is he had it on him while he was dancing on the dance floor.
Oh, wow. It's European.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Number 2, gadgets. Yeah, we love gadgets, but you will never get exactly the right thing.
What if
we
know exactly what you want, though, with a gadget?
Well, if he gives you an explicit instruction, like a serial number and everything, then yeah, go ahead. And the number 1 thing that women should not buy for men, clothes.
Disagree.
Totally agree.
Disagree.
Totally. We don't want clothes from you. My mom can buy me clothes. I don't want clothes from my wife or my girlfriend.
Disagree.
No.
For Christmas?
No. No. Don't buy us clothes for Christmas.
I disagree.
Unless it's like a sports jersey. Then it's okay.
That's partially why I disagree.
Okay. If it's like a sports jersey, sure. Then it's okay. But don't buy us a shirt.
What if you need new shirts? What if you need...
Get us a gift card.
No. What if you can't pick them out very well?
Get us a gift card.
No.
Phones are already ringing about this. 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Gifts you should not buy the opposite sex for Christmas. I will also play the MASH for cash right now. If someone does happen to know it, no one ever calls for it on the first day. So it usually takes a while before the money builds up, when the motivation gets better, and when you hear it a few times.
Right.
Here's the MASH for cash today. And I'll turn on the right channel here. So how many did you get there?
4.
And here's the deal. We're only I played each clip longer
Yeah.
It's now a full 2 seconds, so I'm only playing it once a day.
Okay.
I'm not going to play it twice like I had been.
I got four out of there.
Okay. If you happen to know it, 361-5557, that could be worth $50 for you. And if you have a gift that should not be given for Christmas, 361-5557 as well.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 741, up to 31 today, 19 now. Right before we did dirt, I said, if you're a dial flipper, you're really confused right now.
Yeah.
I want to explain that. In my headphones, not in Mel's, but in mine, I have the ability to listen to the other radio stations in our building that are on the other end of the building.
Right.
And one of those is Mix 97.3.
Mm-hmm.
And it bleeds through my headphones.
But not on mine.
But not on Mel's.
Yeah.
So I'll hear what's playing. And we were playing Philip Phillips Home, and so were they. At the same time. So I was screwing with Mel, and I was switching between them on the headphones.
So when he met, if you're a dial flipper, you were confused because they were both playing. Not like in sync, but they were
They weren't
pretty close.
Exact same time. Okay. I've been getting text messages from Debbie this morning. She's dying to know who's on the phone in The Walking Dead.
Oh.
Now,
you can't
tell
her.
I know who it is. She wants me to spoil it for her.
Well, then text it to her. You can't say it over the
air.
No.
I wasn't going to say it on the air.
Because that would be rude.
If it's the same as the comic, I know who it is. They could change it, but I don't know.
Because they've changed a few things, right?
I don't know who they would possibly change it to, but anyway.
Bum, bum, bum. Did you tell her?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh.
I might. I don't know.
I think if she wants to have the spoiler alert, it's okay.
I don't know. I don't think I'm ready to tell her just yet. The worst gifts you could give someone for Christmas of the opposite sex. We had a list of them. The number one for each, gift men should not buy for women, underwear.
Yeah.
Gift women should not buy for men, number one, clothes.
Disagree.
Don't disagree. Not for Christmas. You can buy us clothes the rest of the year. Just don't buy them for us for Christmas.
Disagree.
Okay. You can disagree all you want. Doesn't make you right.
So we're just talking significant other, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Especially spouse.
Yeah. Because a lot of times I get my brother clothes because he needs some help in that department sometimes.
Let's see here. Kelly
is t-shirt
on
guy.
The phone. Kelly, how are you?
And how are you?
Good. So what were you calling for a gift?
Yes.
Okay.
What are you supposed to get him then?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what not to get.
Yeah, Andy, what are you supposed to get him?
Gift cards.
Because,
cash.
No, I got my boyfriend.
So impersonal.
I got my boyfriend some shirts and some Air Jordan shorts because that's pretty much all he wears.
Okay.
T-shirts and Air Jordan shorts.
See, now, and I'm confused.
What am I supposed to get him?
I'm confused about
know.
Where it
I don't
says
know your boyfriend.
Aftershave, you know, it says on there, does that mean cologne as well?
No, it says aftershave because guys don't use aftershave.
Okay. So
that's
cologne
why.
Is cool.
Cologne is fine.
Cologne?
Yeah. But not aftershave. Okay. So you could get him some cologne that you like.
Yeah. Because,
and trust me, we'll wear whatever you like.
Exactly. There's nothing better than smelling a guy that's got really good cologne.
That's why I have Jupe. Because that's what my wife likes.
Mm. Jupe is so old.
I know.
So 1996.
But so are me and my wife. Shut up.
I've actually done this thing for all of my ex-boyfriends for like a Christmas present. I've always made a tie blanket.
A what?
A tie blanket.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
We don't want a blanket from you.
Well, that and they're all ex-boyfriends.
Oh, it's always my fallback gift.
There's a correlation there.
Mm-hmm.
I would not
it might
do
be,
that.
It might be the tie blanket.
I would not do the tie blanket. Just going to say, don't do it.
Okay.
Well,
thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Don't do the tie blanket.
Yeah, don't do the tie blanket. What was it? You saw a guy wearing a...
man bag.
Man bag out the other night?
Yeah, dancing. Oh,
dancing away.
The man bag on.
Bruce is on the phone. How are you, Bruce?
Good. I just wanted to tell Mel, I had my bag on the floor because I couldn't leave it at my table. And besides, it's not a bag, it's a satchel. Indiana Jones had one. Don't be a hater, girlfriend.
Was it actually you? Oh, no, it wasn't him.
It couldn't have been
it
him.
It wasn't him. It was someone having fun.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though. Well played, Bruce.
Well played.
Well played. Well played. I got an email from Carrie said, my ex's mom gave me 4 Christmas latch hooks. Those rug things you make out of little strings of yarn. They look like rugs. Did you ever? I did those when I was a kid. I thought they were fun.
Yeah.
When I was like 8.
Yeah.
She obviously hated me. Who does that? To top it off, one wasn't as ugly as the other one, so I decided to use it as a rug in front of the sink. My ex flipped out and said, these are to be hung up.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Latch hooks are... good call, Carrie. Don't give a latch hook for Christmas.
No.
Although it is your ex's mom that gave it to you, not your ex, so that's better, I guess. At least it came from a woman. An older woman. I enjoyed the latch hook, but I grew out of it by the time I was 9, I think.
Okay.
Because then I discovered sports, and it was like, latch hook's stupid.
Okay.
Okay, more of your calls and texts coming up. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:55, up to 31 today, 19 now. In about 15 minutes, I have got the latest creation from the same guy who gave us Friday.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. You know, well, it obviously Rebecca Black sang it, but yeah. This guy, Patrice Wilson, it's Friday, was the genius behind the music of that song. And he has come out with another one.
Yeah.
That is equally awesome. And well,
can't wait for
play
that
in about 15 minutes. The gifts you should not buy your significant other for Christmas. What are they? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Jessica's on the phone. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good.
So a gift that should not be bought for a woman? Boomin? A woman.
A pet.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Agree.
That is a horrible idea.
Yeah, especially if you break up and then you guys fight over it, or especially divorce.
Yeah, unless you get two of them, but that's even dumber because now you have two animals to take care of.
Ugh.
And if one of them doesn't want either one of them, then you got issues.
Right.
Exactly.
No, pets are a horrible. If you're married, okay.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't think that's a gift you give at Christmas. That's
it's just something
like,
that you get.
Hon, here's a new responsibility for
yeah,
you.
No,
it's something you have to decide together.
Yeah,
on that.
That's just a mutual purchase any time of the year. It's not a gift type thing. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jessica.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kind of like buying a car, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they always run the car commercials where you give your daughter or your son a car. You don't give your wife a car.
That's something you do together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least for those of us who, you know, both of us work.
Right.
You know. And even then, isn't it kind of like, oh, I'm going to get the little woman a car. Isn't that kind of...
Yeah, old-fashioned?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slightly offensive?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be pretty mad if my husband bought a vehicle without talking to me about it.
Because you want to pick it out.
Well, I want to have my say in it if I'm going to be driving it.
Yeah. Let's see here. Dave is on the phone. How are you, Dave?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. So what should a woman not buy a guy for Christmas?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure what the worst present would be, but I got a pretty good idea what the best present would be.
What's that?
I got a lot of ideas on that.
Wow.
All right. Anything for a car. Like, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I got this for free at our prom one time. It was a little pad that they give you that you lay on the side of your quarter panel. So you don't scratch your car up when you're leaning up against it to work on it.
Oh, yeah.
Best thing I ever got, I still have it to this day. That's like 6 years ago.
That's good. The only problem is I don't work on my car.
Yeah, well, that's
but if you're a, if you're a car guy, though, that would be, if you're someone who does work on their own car,
yeah,
that
well,
would
and,
be a good
and
one.
Nowadays, though, I mean, you can't do much for and change oil on most of your cars anyway.
Oh, I know.
Whole thing shut down.
Well, I know one thing for sure. You don't want to mess with brakes on your own anymore.
No.
Learned that one the hard way.
I told him to take it to a professional.
I actually had to jack up a car one time that I wound up setting it back down the brake line. I come into Sioux Falls and almost smashed into a cop.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they really don't want you working on your own car anymore. They don't. Thanks for the call, Dave.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I found out the hard way. Because I did do the brakes on my old Cavalier.
Mm-hmm.
But my newer car, my Bonneville that I used to have, I tried to do that. And
I told you.
I had to call my buddy over after he got off work.
I told you.
Otherwise, I didn't have a vehicle. Brooklyn is on the phone. How are you, Brooklyn?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So what should a guy never buy a woman ever?
Well, my very first Christmas with my husband, when we were just dating anyway, he got me a back massager mat thing. And it was a really sweet gesture because I have a bad back, so it was really sweet.
But if you have a bad back, those do nothing for you.
Yeah, they don't do much for me, but I used it when he was around just to, you know.
You have a heart of gold.
But he's learned since then. He has learned.
So did you ever tell him that that was a horrible gift?
No, I would never tell him that.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we may have now if he's listening.
Sometimes you have to train him a little, though.
Well, you can't train us. We're unbreakable steeds.
Bull
that cannot
crap.
Be broken.
Guys can be trained on gifts.
Yes, they can. And yeah. He has learned. You have to drop hints while you're out with
yep.
them.
Yep, and with how and withhold bow chicka wow wow, and then you can get whatever you want. That's absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Brooklyn.
Yep, have a good day.
I got a text from 3564. I don't know why girls give their guys such bad gifts. It's so easy. Give him tools or a fleece blanket with his favorite football team. Not a tie blanket.
Not a tie one.
Or something for his car or computer. We are pretty simple creatures. Just think about what is the thing that we do the most when we're not with you.
Here's the thing, though.
And then buy that. So for me, I'm pretty easy to buy for, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. Yeah. I have no problems buying
no.
for you.
Either buy me stuff for my guns or buy me stuff for my computer or stuff for my video games for my PS3. And that, yeah.
But like my ex would just buy all the stuff that he wanted. So it kind of left me with nothing, you know, it made it a little difficult. Yeah. So there's those guys that do that too. And then they don't allow you.
Like Mike, the first guy that called in on Friday, he wanted a deep fat fryer. So he got his
wife
a deep fat fryer for Christmas. More of your calls and texts coming up. 361-5557. I'm also still debating whether or not I'm going to tell Debbie, who's on the phone on The Walking Dead.
Tell her.
I'm not sure.
Tell her.
We'll see.
Hello.
Hot 104.7.com.